From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Islamic State fighters retake areas near the Syria-Turkish border. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria Thursday, a fresh offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces in recent weeks. The assault on Kobani began with a suicide bombing early Thursday near Kobani's border crossing with Turkey, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which said dozens were killed or wounded in the fighting. Also Thursday, the observatory reported Islamic State forces seized two neighborhoods from government forces in the northeastern town of Hasaka. Syrian military sources have denied that report and say government forces repelled the jihadist attack, that according to Reuters. Control of Hasaka is divided between Kurdish and Syrian government forces. The city has come under repeated attack from the Islamic State. Myanmar's parliament has dealt a significant blow to opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's chances at becoming president. They rejected a bill that would have ended the military's effective veto power over constitutional changes. The longtime democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner said she was not surprised at the results of the vote Thursday, which followed 3 days of emotional debate by her fellow lawmakers. Myanmar's parliament is currently dominated by the military thanks to the 2008 constitution, which gives the army a mandatory 25 seats. The rejected bill would have lowered that threshold from 75% to 70%, essentially removing the army's legislative veto power. This is VOA News. Greece and its international creditors remain at loggerheads over reform measures that Athens must introduce to unlock billions of euros in loans and prevent a likely bankruptcy of that country. At talks in Brussels, leaders from the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Commission reached agreement on the kind of reforms needed to secure Greece a financial lifeline. However, Greece was still not on board, preferring a compromise reached in previous meetings, raising fresh doubts about whether it is possible to clinch a deal before Athens must make a 1.6 billion euro payment to the IMF on Tuesday. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns to Vienna Friday for the final phase of negotiations on a comprehensive international nuclear agreement on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Victor Beatty reports Mr. Kerry warned Wednesday it may not be that the Iranians will not fill out, it may be rather that the Iranians will not fill out the full measure of what was agreed on in the framework agreement reached in April.
Kerry was reacting to remarks made on state television Tuesday by Iran's spiritual leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who said Iran would not allow international inspectors access to military sites, scientists, or documents. The Iranian leader rejected limitations on the country's nuclear program lasting for 10 or 12 years as unacceptable, and he demanded international sanctions be lifted as soon as a deal is signed rather than being phased out. The secretary said if Iran fails to abide by what was agreed to in the framework reached in Lausanne, there will not be an agreement. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday acknowledged tough bargaining lies ahead.
The negotiations continue to be difficult, but there continues to be a good faith effort on both sides to try to complete them in the timetable that we've laid out.
Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Burundi's second vice president says he has fled the country, fearing for his life after opposing the president's controversial bid for a third term that sparked off violent protest in the capital in recent weeks. Gervais Rufakiri, believed to have taken refuge in Brussels last week, said in an interview on Radio France International that he has not officially resigned. In a Twitter posting, the presidential advisor for information and media confirmed Rufakiri had fled. Rights activists say at least 77 people have died in street protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office in the July 15th presidential election. South Korea's health ministry reported two more MERS deaths Thursday, while Seoul's finance ministry announced a stimulus package amid concerns the outbreak is hurting the country's economy. Latest deaths bring the number of fatalities from the syndrome to 29. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.